the PTOP Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1, brought to you by your hosts, Kyle and Preston.
What up, everybody? Damn, Season 2.
So good to be back. Super so sad pumped. We were gone for so long.
Well-deserved S break, but man, I gotta tell you, I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad that we're back, dude. Honestly, had a phenomenal summer. You know, the work ethic just kind of went during the summer, you know, but we're back 100% ready to go. Podcast a week, you know, more than that maybe. No less than that, though. We're back
and once
better
a week.
Than ever.
I'm putting that in words, in ink, baby.
No, we will not. We will put out at least one podcast a week, if not two. It really depends on our busy school schedule. As you know, we are college students. Anyways, Kyle, let's not waste any more time. I'm done with this voice. Got a lot of fun topics to talk about today.
Yeah, a lot of good ones. We have 8 months of... okay, it hasn't
eight
been that
months?
We got a good four. Few, 4 months worth.
Because here's the thing is that we recorded 3 episodes, maybe. Yeah. Tristan, Moses, and I think there was one other one that we recorded that was too short. Had a bunch of YouTube stuff going on. Just didn't put any of it out. Just, like, stopped editing it, all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I think we're back and fucking roaring to go. I think we're ready for what this holds. So, without further ado, I think let's just jump into it. We have a few topics on the table today. A couple albums came out. Seen any movies recently?
I saw a babe recently. Not really. Baby Driver, I saw that. That's the last
thing
I've
great movie.
Seen in theaters. But damn, that shit was fire. I saw
right?
it twice. Worth it both times.
Did it? You know that moment when everything clicked? Did it seem like it was like a dream almost to you? When everything just started fucking up?
Oh, yeah. I was like...
I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah, I mean, it is an old movie, but like I don't want to spoil anything. And I feel like that could be like a little bit of a spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's coming out already in like a week, though. So it must be pretty damn old. But that's the last movie I've seen in theaters. And the first movie I've seen in theaters in like a solid year.
I just saw It. Okay, phenomenal. Okay. Incredible. Really good movie. I definitely suggest it. What have you been up to this summer?
What have I been up to this summer? Well... I just worked a lot is what I'm trying to get at. And
I think Kyle
sucked.
Worked the most out of all of our friends.
In the second half of summer. Cause like,
but you also made the most money out of all of our friends.
Yeah, I made a good chunk of change.
And but then he spent it all at the casino in one night.
Dude, I didn't want to talk about it. But
well,
yeah,
we're
so
here
I,
now,
I gambled
so.
Away $2,500. Single hand of blackjack. Okay, no. Actually, no, I wasted all of it at North Hennepin.
Oh, did you actually?
Yeah, I mean, I took 2 courses there, so that was...
And now you have no money to pay rent.
That was like a good grand or something.
Honestly, college kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It was great living in dorms last year, but like now that I had to like buy my own groceries and like you have to pay rent, I'm still in like an apartment on campus, so like it's included in my tuition, but like fuck, dude.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of the little card, just swipe it and you get unlimited food,
right, dude? That, oh my god. And I'm still on a meal plan too. I didn't know it until yesterday. I went to the cafeteria, I went down to the restaurant downstairs, and I was like, I don't know if I have any points on here, but can you just swipe? She's like, oh yeah, you have like $400 left. Go fuck.
Holy
so
shit.
not only did I not sign up for a meal plan and get one, I got a bigger meal plan than I had last year. So they just really fucked me there. They gave me like a $5,000 meal plan when I eat most of, like I prepare and eat most of like the groceries. Like I go grocery shopping and prepare the shit myself. I don't go to the cafeteria.
You ought to Airbnb this place out and then give people access to the meal plan too.
Right?
Set up this room, bedroom.
I get kicked out real fucking
rent
fast.
It up the night. Start cooking meth in here. You can make some of the money on the side.
So what did you think about Lil Pump's new album? What was it called?
Lil Pump is what it was called.
It was just called
self-titled
Lil Pump.
Debut
Lil Pump.
Album.
Honestly, I thought it was fucking incredible.
Honestly, I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed it. I was surprised by the features that he was able to get for it.
Yeah, didn't he have like 2 Chainz, Lil Yachty, Gucci, Chief Keef?
Smoked Herb a couple of times. Impressed by that for sure. And
definitely out there, you know what I'm saying?
As a whole, I definitely enjoyed it.
Well, here's the thing is I think that I went into it with a different attitude than I would like a... It's a little pump.
Yeah.
So I didn't go into it like, oh my god, dude, like if this like album doesn't speak to me on like an intellectual level, no. Yeah. I went into this knowing that it was going to be Lil Pump. I got Lil Pump.
I went into it expecting what I expected from like the Lil Boat mixtape when Lil Yachty was first coming.
Okay. That shit was so good.
But I mean,
though.
with Lil Yachty, I really didn't know because I'd only heard those singles, like Minnesota and what else?
Yeah, Lil Yachty's kind of doing his own thing now, though. He's like kind of in his own lane as far as rap goes. He's in commercials, designing clothes with Nautica.
Yeah, I don't really know what his scheme is right now.
It's because he put out Teenage Emotions. I fucking loved that album.
Really?
I thought that album was so good. I thought a couple of the songs on the album were so good.
I was not a fan.
There was a good few of songs on there that I was like, okay, this is not bad. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah. But his feature on Lil Pump was one of the highlights
for me. Yeah.
I thought he did really well on that song.
I thought Dirty Mouth was good. I thought a couple of the repetitive ones weren't bad, like... Harley and Say My Name.
Yeah.
Better and Forever Young. Lady in the Yellow was kind of a meme there. What do you say? She Blow Me Like a Cello or something like that?
Yeah.
And then there was like Bring It Back was good. Priorities was good. So like half the songs on the album were good. But you know what I'm impressed with is that these like Smoke Perp, Lil Pump, A Boogie with the Hoodie... They're not putting out, like, six-song EPs. Like, they're putting out 18, 15 songs. Trippy Red's was 14 songs. Like, they're actually putting out, like...
But I think that's because it's a shift towards... Like, all these guys, though, they have almost half the singles that they put out, or, like, half the singles that they're huge off are on it. Like, you look at Lil Pump's. Okay, you got Gucci Gang, which was his first song to make it onto Billboard. D-Rose...
Yeah.
Molly, Flex Like Ooh, was Boss out before there?
Yes.
Molly was out before there, too. So, like, yeah, it is a long project for someone's first project. But at the same time, like...
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you kind of see the same thing with Smoke Perp, okay, Audi. Actually, he might not have too
different
many...
Color
different
color Molly.
Yeah, so... I have
no idea with A Boogie with the Hoodie. Drowning for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what else.
Yeah, I don't know anything else about him.
Maybe one of the others, but yeah.
So who's this Charlie Heat dude?
Yo, I don't know who Charlie Heat is, but that rapper is Ann Beal. I don't know if I think Charlie Heat might be doing the production. That's what I would probably guess. But yeah, I feel like it's a whole Macklemore Ryan Lewis thing.
Dude, I don't want to talk about them.
I don't want to compare them by any means.
Well, the thing is, I fucking loved Macklemore when it was just Macklemore. And then Ryan Lewis came along, like, kind of, like, pushed me the wrong way a little bit. But I don't know. Like, they make good music. It's just, like, they make really bad good music. It's like Logic. He makes good music, but it's just really shitty good music.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it, but, like, we were talking about this the other day. Switching topics to Logic now. I don't like Logic. But he appeals to his fan base better than I think any other rapper out there right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know another rapper who has diehard fans like he does.
Yeah, which, like, I hate a lot of them for it, for how much they love him, but it is impressive. And for the most part, they're not, like, shitty fans. They're because, like, some of the people who are way too into X are fucking the worst.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know, those type of people. So, I guess I can't really knock him for having the fan base that he does. Because in the end...
Well, he's a good guy,
is
the thing. He's not some, like, piece of shit. I don't know how I feel about X right now. I think he's just a fucking massive publicity
stunt,
honestly.
Yeah, that's
honestly.
Happened since we've talked last.
Yeah.
His whole reinvention of himself.
Is that what you would call it? The
I don't know.
Gray hair and shaving of the eyebrows?
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay, first of all, what do you think about his album?
Wow. Too repetitive. and the vibe the entire time was, I think, a little too emotional.
It was very underwhelming for me.
Yeah.
I'm an X fan. Like, I know that you're, like, okay with him.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm a good fan of him.
I tried to go into it, like, just completely open, because I already assumed I wasn't going to like it. And, yeah, it didn't seem like it went anywhere, the entire album.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a plateau. Like, it, like, started out, and then it was just, like, a plateau. Exactly. Exactly. So we have a bunch of listener questions. Do you want to answer some of those?
All right, I'm down.
Is designer clothing becoming too mainstream, or will the price always keep it exclusive? So for designer, let's talk Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Rick Owens, Raf Simons, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that it's becoming mainstream in a weird way. I don't really know how to explain this, but, like, it's always going to be exclusive because of the price. I'm never going to be able to afford a Balenciaga jumper. But, like, it's mainstream because, like, it's everywhere. Everybody wants one, or everybody has one, and you're like, how the hell did that person afford those Balenciaga runners?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a lot more apparent in a college area, or like a, I think it's definitely more of a young person thing. I think a lot of people around here are doing that.
I was telling you about this. I went to meet somebody to sell them a Supreme hoodie, and this dude pulled up on like a BMW motorcycle with the Supreme motorcycle helmet, the Supreme Mechanics gloves, a Stone Island top, Yeezys, and a Supreme backpack. It's just like, so now I think we can move from like expensive brands like that to like streetwear brands, Bape, Supreme, Kith, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Supreme's coming so fucking mainstream, it's not even funny.
Oh, it's actually, I mean, last year I saw this kid who is the worst. I never even talked to him, but I just know that he was the worst because he put a Supreme box logo sticker on the top of his longboard so that people would see it when he was like riding on the fucking grip tape, like just slap that shit on there. Didn't even try to, like, you know how some people put the Supreme sticker on like the edge, you know, and like wrap it around kind of and like cut it off so it looks at least decent. Fucking slap that shit on there just in the middle of it. Like, are you fucking
like
kidding?
Was it symmetrical or
no,
anything?
No, it was just on there. On this nasty ass longboard, like, okay, pal. Now I know what you're about.
Wow. That's honestly kind of, like, here's the thing. I think that when you and I both started buying and selling and collecting, for lack of a better word, at least for me, Supreme, it wasn't like how it is now. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, there was like the resale market, but within the last year and a half, like within the last two seasons, it's gone up so much. That Brooklyn box logo is selling for $1,500. Like, selling.
Yeah.
For $1,500.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. And the problem is, I feel like Supreme knows it too, and I have a feeling they're probably releasing more than they have been.
Yeah.
I would say.
But, like, the bots are even more prominent than they have been. And it's not, like, little shitty bots. It's, like, bots that are buying one of every color, and in every color, one of every size.
Yeah.
It's just getting to a point where it's fucking ridiculous, and it's making me want to find a new brand like Kith or something where, like, I might have an opportunity to buy something.
The other shit is, like, a lot of it is on the rise, too. There's more brands coming out.
Yeah.
So soon the whole market's going to be oversaturated with new brands and shit, which I'm all for having more people competing, like, you know, when you get that, you're going to get better shit because everybody's trying to get you on their side. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't like how it's just so mainstream of a thing now to see
and
so much.
And it's not even like, I want to be doing something that nobody else is.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like I'm like for this culture of like Supreme and like streetwear. And like I see people who like so obviously aren't. And it's like such a cancerous type of person It's like walking around in a Supreme box logo and Yeezys and a Supreme backpack and like, it's like, dude, really, like, you don't...
Like, who are you trying to appeal to?
Or, like, when people post on Instagram, like, pictures of, like, all their t-shirts, like, folded and wrapped in plastic. Like, I don't buy fucking Supreme to put in my closet. Granted, I do have shit that I haven't worn because I'm an asshole and I have too much clothes. But, like, wear your shit. Like, don't buy a shirt just to sell it. Or do. But then, like, own that. And, like, you know, learn about it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, never a time where I bought something and just held on to it to keep it clean. I've either worn it or I've just turned around and sold it right away.
But and the like, thing is, like, there's people out here buying shit that, like, doesn't sell. And they're like, oh, I thought it would sell. Like, oh, I wanted to try to start selling Supreme. And, like, I thought that this
shirt would sell. I mean, there's even people that I know personally who I've seen do that. And it's just, like, I see that shit. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's just cringy, dude. Like... if you're gonna, like, do it, if you're gonna go into, like, reselling, then do it. Because there's not a problem with it. But at least know what you're selling and know what you're buying.
Because, like, when I first started buying Supreme, I bought that hat
originally. The Paris hat, yeah.
And it was not great. And I thought I was gonna be able to sell it or whatever because I had no clue. I didn't do enough research. But I didn't fucking slam it. Once I realized, I was like, okay, fuck, I lost on this one. But I'm gonna keep it and wear it. I'm not gonna keep posting it. Without any fucking shame at all. Like, someone, God, please buy this hat. I'm like, okay, I'll take this one as a L. I'll keep it. I'll wear it. We'll see what happens. And I'll fucking do more research in the future so I don't end up with this bullshit-ass, whack-ass clothing that nobody's about to wear. And you look like a bitch on the street.
It's really
getting to me.
It's just sad how, like, mainstream is getting and, like, how it's becoming, like, a... I feel like it's parents buying it. I mean, I'm going to say it. I don't care. It's parents buying these clothes, you know? Yeah. Like, when you walk around and you see somebody in a North Face Supreme coat that was $700, like... You can be the judge. Because, yes, there is people like us whose parents don't pay for it. Like, I, like, sell shit so I can buy more shit. Like, for the North Face drop, I'm going to have to sell stuff so that I can get money to buy it. It's just... You kind of know the person. When you see them, you're like, oh, your dad paid for that. Or, oh, you still your mom's credit card.
Yeah. In the end, I mean, I guess I don't really care. It's fucking clothes.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. I guess I'm fine with people wearing whatever the fuck they want. But I just don't want to... Not that I don't want to see it. I'm just annoyed with people who act like someone they're not. Just fucking own it and like what you like. And look like you like what you like.
Like, I've started wearing, like, slacks and shit. Nobody looks at me weird because they look at me and they're like, oh, like, this is just how he is. Mm-hmm. Like, you can look at people and be like, oh, like, you're just wearing that to, like, look cool. And, like, sure, that's kind of, like, a dick thing, like, a dick way to go about it, like, assuming the worst of somebody. But, like, after a while, you just kind of know. You know? Yeah. I guess that's, like, the best way that I can put it. So on to the next topic, we got Jake Paul and 21 Savage.
Man, I can't fucking believe that happened. I can't believe 21 would do that. Like, I completely understand marketing yourself and your brand and how he'll be able to reach an audience that he definitely doesn't have because it's Jake Paul's viewers. But are those the people that you want to be your fans?
No.
This is the same 21 Savage who came on like a Complex interview and was talking about how all these whack-ass, fruity-ass rappers from Atlanta are coming out, but I'm a real rapper. I'm bringing back real rap. And then you're going to go and collab with Jake fucking Paul?
Literally. The same thing with fucking Gucci.
Yeah.
Like, you know that both of these, like, 21... Gucci for sure. Gucci charged his ass 10 fucking grand, at least. Hopefully. You know Gucci scammed Jake Paul. You hope that he did.
Yeah.
21, I don't know. I don't know if he was just hanging out with him for the marketing or what.
Yeah.
But it's out of this fucking world how a kid like Jake Paul can just do whatever he wants and just hang out with whoever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. It's incredible. I mean, once you have that kind of money, he can pay for whatever he wants is the thing.
It's just sad, dude. And it's not stopping because nobody's going to stop watching him.
And it's just frustrating that it had to be 21 Savage because, like, after I heard him come out and say all that stuff a long time ago, or months ago in that interview, I was like, okay, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that, but whatever, if you think you're that type of guy, all right, let's see it in the music or what in whatever you're doing. But then I see that, and it is so frustrating.
Literally, like, dude, because it's like you're taking this as a joke. Like, this is a life for some people, and you're just fucking around with it. Is spring break overrated in your opinion?
Spring break?
Spring break.
No.
Really?
I'm a huge spring break fan.
I'm not. I didn't do anything last spring break. And this spring break, I'm sure I'll literally just hang out with my girlfriend.
Really? I mean, I don't know my plans yet, but I think we might be, like, driving somewhere around the country, camping and shit for a week.
Where?
Down south, maybe? Tennessee? Missouri? I don't know.
Oh, with the people that you're living with?
Yeah.
Boom, really, another question right there.
Those guys.
How is living with 9 other guys?
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. I wasn't ready for how messy it was about to be, because I'm not necessarily a clean. Okay, I like things to be clean.
He's lying.
It's not a lie.
Bro, your room is messy as fuck.
Okay, do you want to know why it's messy as fuck? Because every damn weekend, people always, like, 15 people end up in my room.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
Like, we're all just hanging out.
You do clean it, like, once a week, though, and get it real nice and clean. And like, then over the next week, like, say you clean it on a Thursday, by next Thursday, it's just fucked.
Oh, yeah. By Monday, it's like, shitty. And then a couple days go by, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll just clean it before the weekend. So, like, Tuesday, Monday through fucking Thursday, it just looks like a shithole because I swear to God, every weekend, even if I'm not, like, having people over at our house, everybody will still, like, come over here before, and, like, most of the time, they're just hanging out in my room, and they just destroy it. It's whatever. I don't really care. I don't mind hosting people.
I would get fucking pissed after a while.
Yeah, because there's a couple times where I'm just trying to go to bed or something, and people are over. Like, I'm not going out with you guys. I need to get some damn sleep, man.
Yeah.
But overall, I like it. The main rooms are the shitty part. People do not fucking clean their dishes, and people do not clean up the main room. They just leave shit in there.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that today.
Which,
like,
is, it's frustrating, yeah. But either, like, one, it's my fault for not telling people that we should be cleaning more.
I agree.
And then, again, it's also my fault for not just saying fucking doing it myself. Which, a lot of the times, I feel like I probably do. I definitely do a lot of the dishes and stuff.
Yeah, so do I.
But, like, the main rooms, I'm not the one that's getting them all messy, so I don't fucking want to clean up other people's shit. Like,
do you have
porch.
A group chat with them?
Yeah, we got a group chat.
So, like, here's the thing. Here's a good point that I heard that's going to piss you off. At least it pissed me off. They're like, I can't really complain about shit. Like, there's a pile of dishes in my sink right now, but they're not mine. I can't complain if I'm not either going to A, do it, or tell other people to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's out of my control, essentially.
Yeah, that's definitely what I've realized. I like it more than dorms, for sure, but
I like this. I'm just annoyed with it overall, I think. I don't know. I kind of want to get my own place, like my own apartment, like just a small studio or something like that.
Yeah.
But then again, fucking money. I go to a college where they just bend you over with tuition costs. This is a question for both of us. I haven't brought this up yet. The marathon.
Hell yeah, bro. I forgot because I wanted to talk about it too. Yeah, so we did the Twin Cities Marathon.
So I did the Twin Cities Marathon. Ton of fun, dude.
Really?
I think that you need to do it with me next year. Because I'm already signing up for two other ones.
I mean, I'm doing it next year. For sure.
It's a beautiful course and it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
it just didn't work out this year. That's
how much I hated myself for, like, not. Goddamn, I was fucking.
You were, like,
myself.
Literally more mad at yourself than, like, you were like, oh, like, I'm fucking you over. Like, I'm, like, a bad guy for this. And I was like, no, like, if you try to run this, you will fuck yourself over. And you're like, you're not fucking me over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I definitely, next year, you need to do it.
I mean, I am, for sure.
Because, like, it's an experience. Because
I got so close to getting into the habit of training really hard. I was fucking there, and then I went to my cabin for 2 weeks, started working 40 hours a week, and it was just, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I just fucking stopped after that cabin.
Which is understandable. Which totally makes sense.
I don't know. It shouldn't be. I didn't get on myself harder. Yeah. It fucking sucked. And then I tried to pick it back up too late.
And it just didn't work out in your favor.
Because like mid-August, I went like a good month and a half solid without training hard like at all. Mm-hmm. And then I try to ease my way back into it. And then by the time I'm actually back into a pretty hard routine, there's 2 weeks left. I'm like...
Not even really. There's like a week left.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was two. Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So then a week before, I fucking run a 17. And I was like, fuck. I think I could have, but... doing it
wouldn't have been fun, though.
Because, I mean, but in the end, it's all, like, these what-ifs, because, like, that day, what if I hadn't ran and that it was hot as fuck? Or, like, what if I drank more water? What if I had eaten more the night before? What if I had actually ran, like, a marathon pace instead of fucking 8 minutes for the first, like, 10 miles?
That was the thing, is, like...
It's, like, all those things, and the running shoes, all that shit, like,
yeah,
sure, all of that is probably a factor, but would I have still been able to do it? I don't know. Maybe.
And we'll never know.
I don't know. Maybe I could have fucking scraped by, but I would have been walking for sure, and it would have been the worst shit ever.
It was. I ran it a lot faster than I thought. My average pace was like a 9:45, which was fucked. And then I ran a couple miles at like an 8 minute, 8:23 pace. I don't know how, but it fucking happened, and I wanted to die afterwards. But it was like the most emotional thing I've ever experienced. No doubt. I was fucking bawling at the end.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was crazy. I'm signing up for Grandma's Marathon in Duluth. I'm signing up for the New York City Marathon raffle. And then if I get into that, that'll be sick. But I'm for sure running Twin Cities. Well, here's the thing. If I get into New York, I'm not running Twin Cities next year. Because Twin Cities is October 1st and New York is November 4th. So there wouldn't be enough time there. But I don't know. It was definitely an experience that I think... If you enjoy running even a little bit, it's something that you should experience. Yeah. If you are like, I want to run a marathon, but you like are not a runner, don't fucking do it, because you will hate yourself.
Yeah, I mean, work up to it at that point. There's plenty of 5Ks going on all the time.
Exactly. There's do a half 10 marathon. Miles,
half marathons.
Half 10Ks. Marathons are great.
There's tons of shit out there. Yeah, and I would have done that too if it hadn't. If it wasn't over the summer.
They're like also expensive.
Yeah, that's like, the problem with the
credit card. It was like $175 for this one. I'm paying $110 for Duluth. I can only fucking imagine what New York is going to cost.
Yeah.
It's when just, is
Grandma's over the summer or spring?
It's over the summer, which sucks.
Yeah.
So that's going to be shitty to run. And my mom ran it 1 year and got heat stroke.
I could probably make that one happen.
Yeah, I've heard it's a pretty good race. I'm not sure, though. At this point, I'm just running for shits and giggles. I don't know. Maybe I'll do the half marathon. Because, like, I don't know. I don't know. It's definitely an experience that everybody should have, but
I think I should nail one of those down first.
A half marathon?
Yeah.
They're fun, dude.
Just to do it. I mean,
half marathons are so much fun. Because it's like, you get all the enjoyment and all the... You get the medal and the clothes and all the food at the end for less of a price. And also,
and you don't feel like shit.
Exactly.
Like 13 is, I would say for most people, even that don't think they could do it, 13 is pretty 13
doable. Is obtainable.
Or like super doable.
But then again, there was an 8-year-old who ran the marathon. A fucking 8-year-old.
Holy shit.
And he finished not that far after me. Which means he was running at like a 10-minute pace. A fucking 8-year-old. Should let that sink in. It's ridiculous. So there's just been this really big internet drama going on about these two YouTubers, iDubbbz and Ricegum. Kyle, why haven't you filled out the survey yet?
Oh, shit. Dude, I didn't even know it was that big of a deal, but I will get on that right now and finish that up. I'm going to be a social media editor for this college Twitter account type thing.
Does that mean you're going to promote us?
I'll see what I can do.
I mean, you definitely need to get free promotion out of that.
I don't know, like, how much... Like, they allow us to tweet. I don't get to put up whatever I want. It goes through someone. I mean, I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. But yeah, no, I have to fill this form because I got the internship. They call it an internship, which just blows my fucking mind because it's like a... there's almost zero commitment. All I have to do is sit at my computer and tweet funny shit about the U of M, which is really easy because that place is weird as shit. There's just shit going on all the fucking time that's kind of funny.
Kind of funny. We kind of touched about it in the beginning a little bit. Not much. I think we should maybe go into it a little bit more about why we took this incredibly long break, this 4-month break.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were really doing during
all the damn ideas we had, and we didn't actually sit down and plan out what we were trying to do.
I think we really overwhelmed ourselves.
Yeah, shit got busy. That's when you say we overwhelmed ourselves, because we don't really have much going on.
No. We overwhelmed ourselves with ideas, and just didn't have the motivation behind them.
Yeah, I think having classes, like being in this daily routine and shit, it makes it so much easier. This is just part of my week.
Yeah, like every Tuesday we record, or every Thursday we record, whatever it may be. It's just like doing that on that one day every week. Yeah. Or, you know, because it's just like during the summer, it's like everything stops. Like, you know, everything you're trying to stop. Like, I feel like we related this thing so much to school. And so much in our daily routine, and then everything stops. Stop going to classes, like you're saying, stop recording the podcast. And, like, we were working, you were going to class in the summer, and we would always be like, oh, like, on Tuesday, let's record. And then we were just like, oh, do you just want to go to Perkins instead?
Yeah.
Like, we just got really lazy with it.
And we were able to record a couple things, but, like,
yeah, like, we recorded a YouTube video.
Recorded more audio stuff.
Like, 3 podcasts.
Mm-hmm. More, yeah, the video. It's like just, new directional stuff that we were doing.
I don't think any of it really turned out, like, reached our expectations of what we wanted it to.
None of it felt like I was happy with it.
Yeah, like, we had this idea called Second Row Kings, where we go to concerts and, like, review the music or review the concert.
Which I still think
is a great idea.
Nobody's doing it.
But having the format, like, sitting down and being like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to this concert, and this concert. And the next day, record the video.
Yeah.
Because, like, we went to Chance the Rapper, like, 6 months ago. Can't really review that concert.
Yeah. There's not enough recordings that we have to do an actual, you know, review of it as a whole.
Exactly.
And, like, remembering little events or little things that they do. You know, their attitude when they're on stage. All that shit is stuff that you want to record fresh off the concert hype. Because I feel like, you have the best, most vivid interpretations, memories, emotions at the time.
Yeah.
So, I feel like it's definitely something we can make happen in the future.
Yeah, and, like, all this shit that we had ideas for. It's stuff that we can do, but it's stuff that we just got lazy with and just, like, I got a girlfriend. I hung out with my girlfriend all the fucking time. Like, that's not a bad thing, but I just, like, this became not a priority anymore. And where now it is a priority. And I think maybe the same for you. Like, it just, like, wasn't as important.
Yeah, I mean, I still didn't really have a ton of shit going on over the summer. I could have made time, but, yeah, I was just content with letting people do their own shit over the summer, you know? All of the guys have girlfriends, pretty much, so it was like, it's just all hang out over the summer.
Yeah, that was always
just,
the best. We would just have all of our girlfriends over, and then Kyle.
And then one of their girlfriends'
friends
is also
there. Oh my god, can we talk about this?
Not like a specific, I'm not trying to, like, say a specific person or, like, at anybody, but,
like, it's just funny because, like, it would, every time we hung out with our girlfriends, it would, like, be a different girlfriend who brought a friend. And it was just like, oh, like, this friend is for Kyle. Like, Kyle must hook up with this girl type shit. And that's just, like, not what it was at all.
Yeah, it just made, like, any time we did shit crazy. Not, like, I didn't feel awkward about it, but I definitely know, like, the vibe of the whole
situation was so awkward. And everybody was like, so Kyle, like, what? Like, why aren't you talking to Sarah yet? Or, like, why? What's up? Like, do you not like fucking Emily?
Oh, do you not actually like her? Like, no, I'm just trying to hang out and, like, have a good time.
Yeah, like, oh, like, do you mind, like, we'll have, like, extra friends over, and I'm like, oh, do you mind if, like, I, and Kyle's like, oh, dude, I don't, it's not, go ahead.
Yeah, other people, do you mind if I come in, if I kind of try, Nah, dude, go for it. I'm just hanging out.
Like, literally, Kyle would just, like, come over just to, like, hang out.
And I'm not trying to add any of our friends either. No, not they're all going to hear this, and it probably sounds worse than it actually is. Like, I am thankful for everybody trying to get on my side and help me out here.
It was just funny.
But, and, like, yeah, it was just funny.
Not awkward, but, like awkward in, like, a fuck. Like, awkward in, like, a not awkward way is, like, the only way that I can think. Because it wasn't, like, awkward for anybody, but it was just, like, a weird, like... Because they, like, just... And they would hype this girl up, too. They'd be like, oh, my God, like, you're going to fucking love Kyle. Is, like,
whoever,
oh, my God.
Whoever it is, I was going to fucking
like,
love them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
going to be...
No,
the
not
best.
Only
it's
you,
so
but
fun.
Her, too. Like,
yeah.
Like,
dude,
when you...
she's going to like you something, like...
Literally,
come
dude.
Come on, Kyle. Come
like,
on.
I'm calling out Thomas right now, but, like, oh, like, bring Coke. Like, Coke is this girl's favorite drink. That shit was so funny. It turns out the girl actually did love Coke, but... The drink Coke, not the drug either. She did love
knows?
Coke,
who
but
knows?
I don't think Kyle was going to go to the gas station and get a 12-pack.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was... It was a fun summer, but definitely just, like, knocked us off of our shit and,
yeah.
like, put us somewhere where we weren't. So, like, now that we're, like, at, like, a better place, or, like, not a better place, but, like, now that we're back on schedule and everything, I think that you guys can definitely expect once-a-week podcasts from us.
Holy shit. Is that a golf ball?
I don't know what that was. Maybe some YouTube videos, maybe some clothes.
Yeah, I definitely want to expand live streaming games and shit.
Dude, so me and Kyle have been playing this game Fortnite.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And, like, some of our reactions are just, like, incredible. And, like, it'd be, like, as easy as, like, getting a recording device, which is, like, a little bit of money, but, like, if we did it, it'd be so easy and so much fun and, like, content that people would actually enjoy.
Yeah. Like, I know everybody loves themselves and shit, but I think, like, all of us on Xbox, we have some damn good times. I feel like it would definitely be fun.
And it's not like we're
I would
boring
even
people
listen, I would
either.
Even watch it all again, because, I mean, none of us take that shit too seriously.
I mean, yeah. Some people do.
Some people do.
Not adding anybody, but some
dude,
of our
friends.
Dude,
are you actually coming at me for this?
No, not you at all. I'm talking about Thomas. We were playing Fortnite with Thomas last night, and he'd be like, all right, Teemo, like, not talking to me or Kyle. He'd be like, all right, Teemo, let's go to the left, let's go to the beach. I'm like, yo, what the fuck about us, dude? You're just going to leave us out here?
I feel like we should explain Fortnite. Fortnite is, it's like part of this new genre of games that's blowing the fuck up right now. It started with PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. I don't know if it started with them necessarily, because there is some other ones too, but the idea is you just take a fuck ton of people, put them in a small map, or like a decent sized map, and then they gotta run around and look for shit to kill each other with. It's like a Hunger Games type shit. And then, like, same thing as in the Hunger Games, like, there's a zone that you gotta be in, and the shit shrinks, and it brings you all closer together. And you try to win and shit, and so we all play together. And, yeah, I don't know. Preston really enjoys it.
No, I do. I do get mad sometimes, though. Just, like, not on purpose. But, like, sometimes shit just... Sometimes shit just rubs me the wrong way. Kyle just fucks me over sometimes. It's really bad. It just makes the game not fun, but overall, like, I think, like, we could expand the channel a lot. We could expand, like,
yeah.
what we're doing. It's, like, not just a podcast, but, like, a YouTube video, like, a fucking vlog. We made a sound set vlog. Never released it.
Yeah.
And, like, not, like, a
it's
serious
like
vlog.
That.
It was, like, a funny, like, haha. Like, now we're going to see this person. Oh, just saw this person. Wish it could have been there.
Yeah.
It'd be a great show.
I'd like to do some, I haven't even talked to you about it, but something like a PTOP season 2 vlog type shit, where, like, when we can, monthly or every couple months, we just, like, put out a vlog of...
We'll do something,
like,
you know?
A month's worth of shit or something, not
yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not just one day, more like a, not a montage, but...
A montage of our lives. If we go to Bora Bora and cliff dive off the...
Bora Bora doesn't have anywhere to fucking cliff dive.
But yeah, I fuck with that idea a lot. Like, I think that it's just at this point about getting the content out, because I think that you guys want to hear it, want to watch it.
I hope so. I mean...
This is what I plan on doing for the rest of my life, so if you guys aren't on board with it, then fuck me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have another option right now, so like, share this to everybody, because I have no money. I'm not going to get a job. I'm never going to work another day in my life except for on this podcast, this channel, and everything. So, like, if you guys could actually listen to more, spread it out to your friends so I can actually start making some money.
Okay, on a more serious note, you did hit a serious note there. Tell your friends about this. Tell them, you know? Tell your friend that you're talking to, you're sending a group chat right now.
Yeah. Maybe you're not cool, and like, maybe you wouldn't be fun to talk to on a podcast, but maybe your friend would be.
Yeah, tell maybe your you got Tinder some date. Cool friends. Anybody you match with on Tinder, say, hey, you heard of the PTLP podcast? No, what's that? It's this awesome podcast that I listen to with these two awesome people on it. Tell everybody, your grandma, your grandpa, your second cousin twice removed. Tell everybody. Just spread the word. Because it is something that we want to keep doing, but I also feel like it's something that we're only going to keep doing if we see results.
Yeah, like...
If this podcast gets 5 listens, probably not going to do it again. You know? Stuff like that.
Oh, don't say that. It's probably only going to get, like, 8.
Kidding, guys. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you guys. Sorry for a shorter episode this time. Didn't really have any notes or anything like that, but we just kind of wanted to record and get it going again and get the ball rolling.
Yeah, thank you guys all for listening. Thanks for sticking through that 4-month break. Hopefully we'll make you guys happy and proud of what we're doing with whatever else we start putting out in the future, because it's going to happen. It's for real this time. We're just not throwing out ideas. We're actually going to have cool shit come in the future, so stay tuned. Tell people. Stay up to date. Just show some love.
Peace.